Colonel Tom Parker didn't want Elvis Presley to leave the country. Parker cited security nightmares and instability abroad.
Mexico, Mexico.
Folks who have researched it also figure the colonel originally came to the States illegally under dark circumstances, cemented his place here by enlisting in the armed services under a fake name, and might have trouble getting back in should he leave the U.S. Whatever the backstory, this turn of events turned the movie Fun in Acapulco into more or less watching someone else on film having fun in Acapulco, while Elvis himself had fun on the Paramount back lot. At this point in time, Presley's movie soundtrack albums were outselling his regular studio albums, and this soundtrack did yield a top 10 single, Bossa Nova Baby.
You can't say no.
The writing team of Lieber and Stoller had washed their hands of actively working for Elvis Presley. There was a great run of creative input from the duo all the way from Hound Dog through Jailhouse Rock. But following their treatment during the King Creole project, the composers unhitched their wagon from Presley's star. Jerry and Mike decided no monetary riches were worth giving up so much ownership of their work, and especially not worth the ignominy of having Colonel Parker feel he owned them. So any further Lieber-Stoller songs cut by Elvis would have to be covers of previously released material. In the case of Bossa Nova Baby, Tippy and the Clovers recorded the original version. This group was a latter-day iteration of the band that first recorded Lieber and Stoller's Love Potion No. 9. The Elvis version was captured in a January 1963 movie soundtrack session at Radio Recorders in Hollywood and would top out at number 8 on the charts. Now to address the license taken with Bossa Nova in the context of Fun in Acapulco. Bossa Nova Baby itself is a rocked-up fun tune, but not really an example of the Bossa Nova style, per se. Plus, Bossa Nova doesn't have that much to do with Acapulco. Acapulco is a seaport and resort city on the Pacific coast of Mexico. Bossa Nova, descended from Samba, was a Brazilian thing. Now that's a whole nother hemisphere, ocean, and language. About the same time rock and roll was experiencing its infancy in the U.S., songs such as João Gilberto's Beam Bomb were giving birth to Bossa Nova in Brazil. While samba started in the favelas of Rio de Janeiro, the poor side of town where Latin and African rhythms co-mingled, Bossa Nova was the cultural interpolation designed to appeal to the affluent seaside revelers. Gilberto's wife Astrid would make her vocal debut, teaming with jazz saxophonist Stan Getz on one of the genre's biggest international hits, The Girl from Ipanema.
Acapulco, the world's paradise of fun.
Fun in Acapulco was released to theaters in late November 1963. A somber America was looking for escape from the dark days following the Kennedy assassination, and enough folks found their way into the theaters to make the film the top-grossing movie musical of the year. Presley movies were dissed by critics, but as Colonel Tom would be quick to point out, no Elvis film ever lost money. In a way, it mirrored what Presley went through with his singing career in the 50s. At that time, the critics dismissed his music as uncouth, uncivilized, and devoid of worth. But the people who went to record stores voted with their dollars to indicate otherwise. Similarly, in the 60s, critics called his movies unimaginative, predictable, and formulaic. But that means there must have been millions of people who were fans of consistency. In fact, Presley's top money-making movie of all time would premiere the following summer. It would pair him with a new actress who would give him a run for his money on star billing. And it would return a triumphant Elvis to the site of one of his few spectacular failures in the 50s. For WKNO, I'm Rob Grayson.